This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And last night was that annual moment when all of American culture bows to the judgments of the Hollywood foreign press.
Anne Hathaway, you gave a stunning performance in Les Miserables. I have not seen someone so totally alone and abandoned like that since you were on stage with James Franco at the Oscars.
It was a great year for film. Women in film, Catherine Bigelow, nominated tonight. I haven't really been following the controversy over Zero Dark Thirty, but when it comes to torture, I trust the lady who spent 3 years married to James Cameron.
Yes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association hosted Golden Globe Awards. Last night, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were kinder and gentler, not without Ricky Gervais, and they were just as boozy, those awards were, and corrupt-looking as usual. Here to discuss the world's favorite preview of the Oscars, the Golden Globes, is Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. They were having some fun up there, but then they always do at the Golden Globes.
Oh, absolutely. They were having a great time. Everybody else is having a great time. Every time the camera pans to the audience, it's a bunch of stars all getting very boozed up and happy and jolly. It's the best party in Hollywood.
And let's start with the TV awards.
Well, I actually think there weren't a ton of surprises. Everybody knew that Homeland was going to take the awards that it took. Actress, actor, drama series. I think that Game Change, people knew in advance that that was going to win for miniseries. And
Downton Abbey,
of course, Maggie Smith. I think that if there were any some people were surprised about Girls because, oh, that's so young and that's so new and that's so hip. And a lot of people thought, oh, the Hollywood foreign press will not quite get it. But you know what? The Hollywood foreign press, they really love what's hip. They really love celebrities. They spread the love around because all they really want to do is hang out with famous people. It's less than 90 voters, and they love famous people.
And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, this is 7 people, 8 people, 3 people, huh? It's 30 people, thousands?
No, it's under 90 people. It's not that many, and they're really just people who are starstruck. It's like, oh, who's famous? We love them. Let's give you an award.
And for a month before the award, they become the most important people in Hollywood. Let's talk about the moment, and there's always one, where a star gets up and does something that maybe they regret, maybe that's just kind of a deep unburdening, something they need to share.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Let's listen.
If you had been a public figure from the time that you were a toddler, if you'd had to fight for a life that felt real and honest and normal against all odds, then maybe then you too might value privacy above all else.
Jodie Foster, she's not talking about contact. She's not talking about Taxi Driver. What's she talking about?
She's talking about being gay. And she I felt very conflicted about this speech she gave, as did a lot of the blogosphere. I visited a lot of gay rights websites last night. A lot of people were thrilled for her, so glad she's finally publicly coming out in a big way. And other people felt that she was apologizing for coming out, that she was fumbling it quite a bit. I mean, she actually
angry.
And mad. Like, she felt bullied into having to do this. At one point in the speech, she actually said, "This feels like the end of one era and the beginning of something else, scary and exciting, and now what? Well, I may never be on the stage again, or any stage for that matter."
So we know Ben Affleck is not going to get a director award at the Oscars, but Argo did pretty well last night. Listen.
I want to thank all the thousands of people that work in our diplomatic services that are putting their lives on the line every day of the week. This is for them. I want to thank the folks in the clandestine services who don't always get the credit that they deserve, but they do a lot of great work, and thank you to them as well.
Argo producer Grant Heslov, they did very well, Argo.
Yes, Argo, it was a big surprise. You're right, it's not going to happen at the Oscars, but I was thrilled to see Argo get some props this Golden Globe season. I really was.
Daniel Day-Lewis, of course, won for Lincoln.
As expected.
Jessica Chastain, of course, won for Zero Dark Thirty. Those are solid favorites for the Oscars.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast on the Golden Globes.